12th day of COVID my country gave to me.
12 nurses masking.
11 doctors freaking.
10 restaurants closing.
9 patients wheezing.
8 ventilators.
7 hands a-washing.
6 feet a-parting.
5 new vaccines.
4 latex gloves.
3 kids homeschooled.
2 nasal swabs.
And it's all clear for COVID-19.
Yay!
Happy New Year!
Christmas and Happy New Year. It's the Monica Jay Show, and Happy Hanukkah and Happy Kwanzaa and whatever you're celebrating. Happy, happy, joy, joy. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Getting some business out of the way here. Make sure you log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Should more Nevada counties follow suit with White Pine County? Mm-hmm. Because they decided that they're going to declare their own economic emergency. You know what that does? It nullifies the governor's COVID restrictions. Should more Nevada counties follow suit? Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's poll question, should a special prosecutor be put in place to investigate Hunter Biden? I was really thinking that this was going to be a no-brainer, a 100% yes, but only 97% said yes. So there are some people out there without brains, I guess. Okay. So if you haven't heard the news, yes, White Pine County, they took it upon themselves. You can find the full story at thefederalistpapers.org. Again, get away from the local media. Get to the sources that actually do research and bring you the stories that you need to know. This is so important. Another story that you need to know are a lot of people are having very, very bad reactions to the vaccine that is being put out to our first responders, to our healthcare workers. If you have any type of allergic reaction to anything, do not take this vaccination. Personally, I'm not going to take the vaccination for any reason, but that is your choice. That's the great thing about this country. It's your choice. But when it becomes a country of no choice, a country of misinformation, then that affects all of us. And it's time to put our foot down and not take it anymore. When you have good Republicans coming out and saying that Douglas County is racist, Amy Tarkanian, check the tweet. Makes you wonder how so many people in Douglas County could have voted her husband into office. Amy, 884-9910. I know you like to have discussions. Please. Give us a call. Right now on those talk and text lines is James. James, thank you so much for calling the show. What would you like to talk about?
Well, first, let me thank you, Monica, for the chocolate shop certificate. I'm looking forward to going down there and sampling the chocolate.
You're going to love it.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I had an important topic I wanted to talk about, but you mentioned running for office. And relative to running against slime creatures and what have you out there, I wanted to tell a funny little anecdote where years and years ago, decades ago, and I hate to admit it, you know, I was in California and I'd recently gotten out of the service. And, you know, choices for governor at some point, I don't remember the exact years, was Dianne Feinstein and Pete Wilson. And I didn't really think too much of either one of them. So I decided as a veteran, Vietnam era and post-desert, post-Vietnam desert, I should run a candidate that early desert. I should run a candidate that be a better candidate against them. And I decided to create a writing committee for Ho Chi Minh, and because he had two eminent qualifications. He was an upfront communist. He admitted he was a communist. And I didn't think that Pete Wilson or Dianne Feinstein were either one of them were much different, except they were quite deceptive. And we know Dianne Feinstein and her husband made a fortune dealing with the Chinese, mm-hmm. involved with the lockup of the Mojave Desert that was started with Senator Cranston. But at any rate, and that's a whole story in itself.
Well, and we have the Harry Reid locking up Nevada desert for the Chinese as well.
Yeah. And so running Ho Chi Minh, he had those two eminent qualifications. He was an honest communist, and he was already dead. And what damage could he do? And so I just thought those were two eminent qualifications over Dianne Feinstein and Pete Wilson. And so the campaign slogan for the write-in was honest and dead, Ho Chi. And at any rate, that's tongue-in-cheek. But I've heard across talk radio the word revolution, like we need a revolution. And I've heard it mm-hmm. in years past. And Francis Schaeffer once said that living insanity, the definition of insanity was living without reference to reality. And, of course, we get a lot of non-reality from ABC, NBC, Wall Street Journal, Reno Gazette, you name it. I cancel my Reno Gazette subscription because I get tired of having seen front page lies about Trump, and they're lying to me. Why am I going to pay money for somebody who's lying to me? But you hear the word, we need a revolution. We had a revolution. That was 1776. This is not 1776. It's not 1860. The revolution gave us our government, our constitution, unprecedented in the history of the world. We've had unprecedented prosperity and success because of the government, the republic that we've been given. It's Antifa and Black Lives Matter as international Marxist organizations, both of them, that want the revolution. What we need is a reformation. We have a government. We just need to claim it. Mm-hmm. And that's part of what you're doing. And I think we need to get our words have meaning. We need to keep our terminology straight. We need to keep a clear head with what's going on, as far as no fantasies in the head about, you know, where it's 1860, it's 1776. I think a better analogy is 1941 Pearl Harbor with respect to China. Mm-hmm. We need to understand that constitution. A great book that was written, every teenager should read it, junior high school, was written by a gentleman named Henry Grady Weaver called The Mainspring of Human Progress. And it defines why the Constitution and the American Republic were so exceptional. Nothing like it in the world. Everybody was living, all of Europe had decided in the beginning of the 1900s that socialism was the answer. And you had the Bolshevik Revolution, which is a whole other story as far as how that came about and was manipulated from the West.
Well, see, James, this is why people have to get away from standard education, and they have to read books. They have to read about these things that went on that is no longer in our education system. You know, our education system consists of, I don't know if you saw this, James, but the Pennsylvania Department of Health, the woman who runs that, you know, she's the real winner that took her mom out of the nursing homes while putting COVID patients in nursing homes. She is now putting out rules, safety rules, to follow for COVID-19 while having orgies. That's what they find important in Pennsylvania, in the seat of democracy here in this country, in the seat of our republic, Pennsylvania, where it all got started.
Well, you know, back when we had the Constitutional Convention in Pennsylvania, just speaking of their Philadelphia, their history, we had swamp creatures in the Constitutional Convention as well. We mm-hmm. just were lucky. We had some great statesmen and authors who produced the Constitution and then subsequently the Bill of Rights. But if you read the history, there was some real swamp creatures, and it's a miracle that it all got done. But
We wouldn't have had slavery, James, had the majority of the group, because they wanted all men free, no matter what their color. But there were a few of those states that didn't want that, and they had to have a full consensus.
That's something we had to kind of deal with and evolve, and it was understood back then by some. And You know, there's a whole history there. If you read the preamble of the Constitution, I argued years ago, decades ago, actually, with Joel Skousen about this in emails, but I just happened to, you know, get connected to him. And he really got torqued off about my idea. But the Constitution is a trust document. It's a three-party contract. It's not all that it is. It's much, much more. And he can think he made us misunderstood that point. But you have grantors, the American people, granting to trustees, the politicians, the fiscally drunk politicians that we have mm-hmm. in most cases, and the beneficiaries are posterity. And that's a very profound concept. And the founding fathers were so literate in their understanding of foreign languages, their understanding of the world at that time, and what their research into the history of the governments of earlier civilizations like Greece and Rome. And they modeled the government of our country as a republic, not a democracy, which is three wolves and a sheep voting for what's for dinner. They modeled it after the Roman Republic. It's the best model that they could come up with.
And you know what, James? Document. Actually, to play off of that, one of the most important things that is coming to the light is that we, the people, are the government. We, the people. But we are so beaten down with intimidation. That's why the original 13th Amendment, you know, knocked out the lawyers, so to speak, and didn't want lawyers in government, because they have just muddied the waters of understanding rights, because they put in all this stuff that is so ambiguous and nonspecific that it has ruined it for everybody. On purpose.
Hardly anybody knows about the 13th Amendment and the fact that the British didn't really accept the conclusion of the Revolution, and that led to the War of 1812, and then ultimately the 13th Amendment. So that's an important point.
Yeah, James, I gotta let you go. It's always great to have you on the program and calling in. And you go get that chocolate. You are going to enjoy it. Don't give it away to anybody else. You enjoy it for yourself.
Okay, so looking forward to it. Bless you, Monica. We'll
Thank
talk
you.
Again.
God bless. Bye. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. If I don't get with you before next Friday, do you believe it? A week from tomorrow is Christmas. Let's head on down and check in with Gene this morning. Gene wants to talk about Douglas County. Gene, I think I know what you want to talk about.
Well, there's really a laundry list of things going on down here that are not good, but. I want to comment just for a moment on the library situation, and just so the young civil servant understands that if she'd been a federal employee at a federal agency and issued and made the overture that she did, the political overture that she did with Black Lives Matter, she would have been in violation of the Hatch Act. Mm-hmm. And so if she'd been a Forest Service worker, a civil service worker, a weather service worker, issuing such proclamations, she would have been removed and she would have been in the unemployment line as we speak. But with respect to Mrs. Tarkanian, you know, I'm just learning of this today, and I am as dismayed as you are that such a buffoon as Danny Tarkanian was able to get elected here in the first place. He's from Las Vegas. He's part of a stable of politicians who are actually trying to do major water exportation out of White Pine County. He's part of that stable of population or politicians who are into water exportation and issues like that. But on the text from Mrs. Tarkanian, I think it can be deduced that when those kinds of things are being said, those are the same kinds of things that are being talked about at the family dinner table. So I wouldn't be surprised to learn if maybe even Mr. Tarkanian has come to the same conclusion. But I think an apology, a public apology, is in order from the Tarkanian clan on the racism statement that was issued via the tweet.
Yeah, I'm dismayed as well because of the fact that she put this tweet out on the 14th, and I just found out about it today. So I'm going to have to start following these people a little bit closer to see what they're putting out, because that's not acceptable.
Yeah, I don't think I think when we see the response at the drive-in or the Share Your Christmas Food Drive with KTVN2, that every Christmas in and Christmas out, Douglas County residents lead the way in the number of pounds of food collected year in and year out to give to the unfortunate and needy throughout northern Nevada. And this doesn't this does not dovetail with a population of folks who are racist in any way. That they're very sympathetic to the needs and of the less fortunate, and I think there's evidence of that every Christmas when we see the final tally on these food drives. But you know, I wanted to talk about too just for a moment because Mr. Tarkanian hasn't yet taken his seat on the board. That one thing he needs to understand before he takes his seat is we had a water assessment done here in Douglas County by the U.S. Geological Survey a year ago. They did a very comprehensive assessment of groundwater capability for the valley. And the final number came in that we are only 12,000 annual acre feet away from overdrawing aquifers here in Douglas County. And so for those who are going onto the board going forward, I think a case can be made now that probably a moratorium on any development in Douglas County might be in order. And if not, it's probably time for the state water engineer to do what he did in Cold Springs and come in and issue a moratorium until they get this sorted out. But I think that is on the minds of Douglas County residents, because those that are trying, the powers that be claim that we're a bunch of NIMBYs, but we're not NIMBYs. We're seeing that there's a finite resource. Everybody in the world can't live here. And because I don't want a $600 water bill somewhere down the line does not make me a NIMBY or anti-development. It just seems that when you reach the carrying capacity of what the environment can sustain, you reach the carrying capacity. And somehow this is all getting lost in what's being deliberated in the county government. So I just wanted to put that out there for people.
Thank you so much for putting it out there. I appreciate you so much, and always great speaking with you. Mike, hang on the line. Mike wants to talk about Tarkanian as well. We'll be back right after this quick break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Come on in to Al's Tree Barn. We've got the perfect tree to bring in the holidays and turn your cat into a tree-destroying violent lunatic. These trees are full, green, and built to be tipped over by a cat that has turned itself into a 30-mile-per-hour projectile, crashing into that $800 TV you bought Black Friday shopping. Need a fake tree instead? Ours are pre-lit, so your cat can tear it from limb to limb, creating an electrical fire that can only be described as soul-crushing. But hey, cats, you gotta love them. Merry Christmas from Al's Tree Barn.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Joining us right now, got just a couple minutes here for you, Mike, wants to talk about Tarkanian. What's your thoughts?
Well, I'm glad that he's able to come up here and teach us rednecks something. But, you know, being county commissioner is really just degrading to him and underneath him, isn't it? To a bunch
of
rednecks.
Well, yeah, because he wants to run for Congress.
Yeah, so he really needs that. So, you know, Dave Nelson's a good guy. He was a good county commissioner. The reason he didn't do the recount was they were just going to put him back through the machine, and the cheating was all there. They do not allow manual recount.
Yeah.
So the same ballots would have gone. That's why Commissioner Nelson didn't do it. He fought the good fight, and he tried. He's done a lot for Douglas County. He's going to be sorely missed by us down there and standing up for us. And Tarkanian is nothing but a carpetbagger. And he's a socialist. And nothing good's going to come out of this for us, unfortunately. But with these machines the way they are, we don't know if he won. You cannot believe any election throughout the country that uses these machines.
And exactly. That's why.
The whole election for everything.
And they need to be done hand count on paper ballots. So there's
that's correct. You got that
no
little thing
cheating.
And poke the hole or mark it with a marker. And if you can't figure that out, maybe you shouldn't be voting.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. We make this as easy as possible, Mike, yet they still have to cheat. And
then
that's pretty sad.
Who doesn't have an ID? who in the world doesn't have an ID? So they're saying it's hard for minorities. What minorities do not have IDs?
Well, even the courts are coming out and saying that, you know, this whole COVID thing is BS, and you can't change the rules just because of COVID-19 and have people show up without their ID. It's just not working, and it's just so sad that all these judges and all of these rulings are finally coming out. How many weeks after the election? It's just pathetic.
It's all put in place to cheat and to lie and put their people in so that to hurt us and to put communism in. It's a communist overtake of our country.
It started with Dean Heller back getting the Smartmatic machines, and it got even worse with Ross Miller getting in there and getting us Dominion. So it's just been a progression to keep moving us toward, as you said, communism. Mike, thank you so much for calling in today. And, you know, you could get a hold of those rednecks down there in Douglas. No, you know I'm kidding. All right. Mike, stay on the line. We'll get to you after the break. But I do want to let everybody know that right now, caller number, I'm going to make you work for it. Caller number 7. Lucky sevens coming down the line. 884-9910. You've got my very last gift certificate for the chocolate shop in the Rayleigh Shopping Center in beautiful, glorious Gardnerville for that handmade box of truffles. It's good stuff. All right. We'll be back right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you to whoever invented all these little smartphones and computers that have screenshots. Since we have a screenshot of Amy Tarkanian texting out just on the 14th, I woke up to snow. That's better than racism. Just wait until I release how awful it is up in Douglas County. Where's the information, Amy? I can't wait to see that either. Love to have you on. 884-9910 if you'd like to talk about it. Love to hear from you. Today's poll question. Finally, a Nevada county doing something that actually shows some cojones for the state of Nevada. And that is White Pine County declaring their county in an economic emergency. It nullifies all of Governor Sisolak's stupid, dumb you-know-what mandates. Good for them. Today's poll question. Should more Nevada counties follow suit? The COVID virus. I'm seeing it all over now. And it is the complete takeover of your mind with fear. Doing a little online shopping at Macy's? Oh, isn't that cute? They're now putting out sweaters and matching shirts for men and women with matching masks. Yeah, matching masks. Billboards on South Virginia Street. People all masked up. Only you can get rid of COVID. Guess what? You can't get rid of COVID. No matter how many vaccines you have, no matter how many times you wear your mask, you cannot get rid of a virus. This is all fear. So we will have an economic collapse. So the World Economic Forum can come in and start their great reset. Because Hillary Clinton was supposed to be president and have us in wars. but that president who they call racist and just, you know, Hitler and the devil. Yeah, four nominations for peace prizes now. Peace finally coming to the Middle East because of Donald Trump. Something that the left said would never, ever, ever happen. No matter who the president was. No peace in the Middle East. And here, Donald Trump is bringing it. We weren't supposed to have manufacturing back in this country. We were supposed to be weakened so we would be reliant on China. Well, the CCP can kiss my big white fluffy tuchus. I paused. I thought about the word. Because you know what? We've got manufacturing now back in this country that we can be self-sustainable. Energy independence. Huh. I guess Trump did have a magic wand. And he stuck it in some pretty interesting places on the left. And that's why they're so angry. And that's why they had to cheat. Because it was a red wave landslide. Thank you to whoever just texted me. She deleted it. I don't care. I don't care if she deleted that tweet. That's why we have screenshots. You put it out there, Amy. You better speak up for yourself. Because you can pretend you're a Republican all you want to get your husband into Congress, into the Senate. People aren't stupid. It's not going to happen. I had great respect for Amy Tarkanian before. Now I have nothing. Let's go back to the talk and text line, after which, of course, you make sure you get on to 991fmtalk.com and vote on today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should all the counties, should we be declaring economic emergencies and nullifying Governor Sisolak's tyrannical orders? Get on it. Call your commissioners. Mike, you want to talk about the voting machines?
Yes, I do. The more you talk, the more it's hard for me to stay focused because there's so many things to talk about. But I do vote. Yeah, you know, I do vote for Douglas County to take the same route that White Pine took. And if we don't, we're going to have to do something anyway. And as far as that other guy that you had talking, who sounded very respectable, but, you know, I don't know for sure about not having a revolution. I mean, I think it was Benjamin Franklin that said that we need to have a revolution every, 125, 150 years, something like that. I don't want to see that happen, but, you know, I mean, if knowing who Donald Trump is and how much he loves his country, and if he's seeing that he's being pushed out of office fraudulently, I don't know that he will step down. And that's a form of a revolution in itself, and we are behind him, and I would be behind that. But anyway, the reason I got onto that was because we need to demand that we go back to a manual voting with paper ballots, and because we know that the Dominion machines have been proven that they're programmed to bring a certain result, and I'm just curious how many people are elected in our state and in our county, who we didn't elect, you know, because of the machines that we have.
Well, and that's unfortunately my concern too, Mike. It's not only just this election. What about 2018? What about 2016? You know, maybe Nevada never had a Democrat stronghold in the assembly here in Nevada. You know, this is a problem. This is a huge problem, and we've got to get back to safe and reliable elections. And that means doing away with Smartmatic. That means doing away completely with Dominion. And if people have to do a little bit more work to cast a paper ballot and to have it counted with both Republican and Democrats looking over the counter's shoulder, then so be it.
We need to get more organized as a county, as people getting organized so that we're walking in one direction.
And that direction needs to be truth. I mean, I don't care if Democrats, I do care if Democrats are elected because I don't like their policies. But you know what? You have to have a balance. It keeps people honest. But right now, we don't have a balance and it's not honest.
Monica, I used to think that because of all of us moving here from California, I've been here for about 28 years, but so many people moving here, that was what was changing us from red to blue. But I don't believe that because it balances out. A lot of conservatives are moving here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is the machines, the Dominion machines and stuff that is is turning us.
Me too. I'm right there with you, Mike, because I talked to somebody who just 2 months ago moved here from San Jose, and it's not the people, it's the machines. I haven't met person who, you know, of course, it's the circles I go in, but I haven't met one person who has moved from California who isn't voting Republican. So I think this is a red state, personally. Mike, thank you so much for the call. Thank you even more for the concern that you have for this state. That's where we have to go. There are so many things going on that I can't even cover everything. And that's why I need your help to go out, to follow the people like Tracy Beans, B-E-A-N-Z, to follow people like the X-22 report. Because you have to get that alternative to the mainstream media. And I don't know if I should give this to you, but I'm going to anyway. Because you have to know what's going on. You have to have the information in your hands to share with your friends and family. So I want you to write this down. File. F-I-L-E. File. WikiLeaks, WikiLeaks, file.wikileaks.org. The files have been dumped. It's called exposure. It's called the Great Reset. There's a lot of stuff in there. Just take the time. Don't sit down and do it all at once. You can't do it. As soon as I'm done with the show, I will be going through the document that I have pulled up. Document of the World Bank for Official Use Only, International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, and International Finance Corporation, Country Partnership Strategy Progress Report for the Republic of Kazakhstan. That's going to be my first one. Some of the file names I couldn't click on. I don't drink, but I think to click on them, I will have to have a glass of wine or something first. Because there are some pretty horrendous file titles that include terms like children, sex. So I want to be prepared for anything. I want you to be prepared. I want you to be prepared for anything and everything that in the next 2 weeks is going to come our way. Because it's going to be huge, not just for this country, but for the world. Because right now, all the world's eyes are upon us. They are upon the Dominion voting machines. The voting machines that have been used around the world. Now everybody is wondering, how long has their elections been corrupted? Just like Mike and I are thinking now. Is Governor Sisolak really the governor? Don't know. Don't know. Was Danny Tarkanian really elected? Don't know. It's up to the people in every single county to stand up for what you are going to do. What are you going to do? Are you going to support local business? Are you going to take off your mask? Are you going to demand that the commissioners in your county, and that was a really good start on Tuesday, are you going to demand our county declare an economic crisis, an economic emergency, and open this county back up? Just like White Pine did. Look at that. Look at what happened in Antrim County in Michigan. Smallest county they have. One judge stepped forward and said, we're going to do a forensic audit. Seize the machines. And now the bigger ones are following. It's the small counties. It's the rurals. It's the heart of America that is making the call and making the decisions that finally the bigger boys can follow. Stop with the intimidation. If you're being intimidated, if you're being threatened, guess what? There are people out there who are behind you who will protect you, who will protect you physically, and who will protect your voice. You just have to open it up. And speaking of voices, Deborah was so excited when she won that gift certificate to the chocolate shop. She just about busted the eardrums of my producer. That's using your voice. Deborah from Sparks, congratulations. Thank you for listening to the program. And trust me, you are going to love the chocolate shop. You know what? If you didn't get a gift certificate, if you can't make it down to Glorious Gardnerville to support this amazing local company, go online. ChocolateShop.com. Just make sure you spell it the old English way. Chocolate, ShoppePe.com. Have it delivered. Have it sent to your friends. Shop local. Let's get our economy going again. We can make this happen. We can bring it back. But to do that, you've got to believe in the Constitution and this country. You've got to believe in the work that Joey Gilbert is doing. And we can make it happen. We will make it happen. We'll wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and I am doing the research. I have to look into land ownership, but it looks maybe Governor Newsom has purchased property in Smith Valley. I can't confirm it 100%. Like I said, I got to get into the land purchases, so I got to get through the county and good stuff like that, property owners. As we wrap up the show today, I want to thank everybody for listening and sharing. I may have some good news tomorrow when it comes to the economic crisis as far as helping businesses helping business. Because so many people are hurting right now. So many. Open Up Nevada. Thank you for the text. Open Up Nevada was in Virginia City yesterday. Businesses are open for the most part, but they're hurting. Shop local. They're hurting everywhere. Reno, Sparks, Carson, everywhere. Because of Governor Sisolak's shutdown. Fight like White Pine County. Fight like Flynn. We can overcome all of this. There is a real pandemic out there, but it is the PCR testing. That's the pandemic. The deaths, no more than usual. Fight for this country against the communist takeover that is happening and being let happen right before your eyes. God bless you. I love you. I'll be back tomorrow. Monica J. Show.